T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rolling.
Hey, good morning or afternoon or whatever. Welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. It is the Wednesday edition. My name is Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And before we just chat about whatever else comes up, why don't you listen to the Share Your Salary we had on today, EMT Megan.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that physical therapist Liz is making $82,000 a year. Yeah, cha-ching. Okay, on this phone with us this morning is Megan, who lives in Gig Harbor. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks so much for calling in and being a part of Share Your Salary. It's because of people like you we're making a difference in the world, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's totally awesome. And we appreciate you because you are an EMT. You are a first responder. You're literally saving people's lives. So thank you, Megan.
No problem.
All right. So at the end of the day, we're going to find out how much money you make doing that. But before we get to there, we have to put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song, gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll all guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. That's how Share Your Salary works. Megan, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Totally excited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Are you a public or private EMT?
Private.
How many lives do you think you've saved, Megan?
I want to say like 3.
Oof.
How long have you been doing this?
Only since about September, so about 5 months.
Have you stuffed a tampon in a gunshot wound yet?
No, I haven't.
So by private, are you not doing 911 calls?
We do 911 calls where we work with Tacoma Fire, and then we also do transports from assisted living and skilled nursing facilities to the hospital and vice versa.
What is the hardest part of your job?
The hours.
Are you driving the ambulance or are you in the back?
Both.
Do you get paid overtime?
Yes, we do.
Are you always with the same partner?
Yes.
Do you feel safe at your job?
There's been a couple of sketchy people, but yes, for the most part.
Where do you hang out when you're waiting for a call?
Random places, just at posts.
How many days a week do you work?
It changes. So 1 week I work 4 days, and the next week I work 3.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is all the time that we have. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, all you have to do is pick up your phone and text right now. 46150 is the number. What do you think Megan in Gig Harbor makes every year as an EMT? Text that guess in right now. You know, I'm going to use one of yours as my guess. When we find out in 3 minutes how much Megan makes, because we're going to guess, and then she's going to share her salary coming up in about 3 minutes right after the song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us this morning is Megan. She resides in Gig Harbor, and she is an EMT. Emily, what else did we just learn about Megan?
She's been doing this for 5 months. She is working for a private company, but they still take 911 calls, but they also do like the transports from nursing care and hospitals and that sort of thing. She saved about 3 lives, and she both drives the ambulance and goes in the back.
All right, Emily, I believe you were the winner again the last time we played. You've been on a roll, so you go first.
Okay, I believe private makes more than public, so I'm going to go 62.
I don't know if it's Slow Joe or me for the overall. Emily, we're going to have to dig up the notes.
You guys are tied.
Oh, Slow Joe, be my guest.
All right, so I have my memory serves me differently. I thought I remembered the private getting paid less, so I'm going to go on the lower side and go 42.
Okay, I'm going to use a text. Taylor and Olympia and I are thinking the same. Whenever we've had an EMT on, they always make a little bit of money, like no money. It always makes me sad. My memory serves, so I'm picking Taylor. Thank you for the text. She's in at 35. The overtime might come back to bite us, Taylor, but let's find out. Megan, we've reached that point in the conversation. Let's end the guesswork. It's time to tell everybody how much money you make doing what you do as an EMT. What is the number, Megan?
Just under 33,000.
Yeah. Wow. Have we ever had an EMT on that made a lot of money?
I thought we had one that made more, but I can't remember if they were.
They were unionized for the fire department, and they made a lot more.
I just remember the guy we had on that made like 20.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I have a question. What's the difference between an EMT and a paramedic?
So paramedics, they are able to do more than we are. They can do IVs. They can do intubation. So they can put tubes down people's throats. And EMTs are just very basic, where if we have a paramedic partner, we can help them out with stuff, but we're not allowed to do everything that they can.
Gotcha. Megan, don't call yourself basic. That makes me sad. You're not basic. You're extra.
Well, thank you.
Would you say then that a paramedic is slightly above where you are? Like you would aspire to be that?
Yes. Okay. I actually do plan to go into paramedic firefighting.
We know you've seen some crazy stuff, and we know your job is really difficult probably sometimes. And so we just appreciate you. Thank you for helping people and for saving lives. I mean, you've been on the job since what, September? You've already saved 3 people's lives. That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, appreciate thank it. You, Megan. Thanks for listening to the Morning Wolfpack. Thanks for being a part of Share Your Salary.
No problem. Thank you.
You be careful out there. Remember, keep a tampon handy. You're going to need it.
Definitely, for sure. Thank you.
There you go. EMTs, $33,000 a year. So, yeah, there's that. By the way, if you want to come back to us tomorrow, let me, don't tell me. I got notes for days. We are going to have on a Pepperidge Farms distributor. That not tomorrow?
Nope.
Dang it. Well, hold on, let me check my notes again. Then I don't even know. Who is it?
Mechanical engineer for a dairy company.
Oh, somehow he slipped through the cracks.
Oh, Sam.
Okay, that's good to know. His name is Sam. Oh, I didn't. That one fell out of my notes somewhere. So anyway, that'll be really cool. I didn't even realize that was a thing to be a mechanical engineer to dairy. But I guess somebody's got to fix the machines.
I think in modern day dairies, they got a lot of equipment in there.
Yeah, you don't have like the guy, you know, squeezing the teat. Right. You got a machine to do that. So I'm assuming machines just go ahead and break down.
Yeah. So I'm reading a story about a guy that got
pregnant. Pause.
Well, yeah,
that's not his wheelhouse, though. That's not, you know, you and I are trained for that.
Anyway, let's talk about the guy who got a ticket for driving in the carpool lane with a dinosaur stuffed animal.
Did he get pulled over, or did they send him a ticket in the mail later?
He got pulled over.
How big is the stuffed animal?
Giant. It's massive. So it's not like one of these, like some people will put a mannequin in there, which I can get, you know, like from a distance that might fly.
Yeah.
This is not anything that anybody would suspect was a human being.
Well, but if you had tinted windows and you just see a shape in the front.
It's massive. There's no shape. There's no man that could fit inside the car that would fill out like
plus
this.
It was too big.
Well, plus it's green.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a dinosaur.
Tinted windows, all you see is a shadow of something.
Well, clearly he didn't.
Yeah, it doesn't look like his windows are very tinted. Oh. And if they were too tinted to see, then they're illegal anyway.
Yeah.
Does it say where he got pulled over?
Federal Way, I believe.
Okay, good. That's not my normal driving routine.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because I don't know if I ever told Emily this, but when we were going to the SeaTac airport to present a check to the USO recently, you and I carpooled together. And we're driving along, and I wasn't even really paying attention to which lane we were in. But as it turns out, we were in the carpool lane, and a cop pulls up behind us.
Oh.
And you were kind of like, oh, damn, a cop. And then you're like, wait, we're totally legal. I have a passenger in the car.
I wasn't driving dirty.
Yeah, we had like the full like panic. Oh, wait, it's legal. And oh, by the way, I do this every single day.
Yeah, one day I'm going to get caught and I'm going to have to pay the $375.
Is that what it is?
That's a lot.
It's a rich ticket. But I got to tell you, I've lived here for, you know, coming up on 3 years or 2.5, whatever it is, and I would say it's probably going to be worth it. Like, if you told me, hey, it's a yearly pass, $375, you get to use carpool lane, I'm paying that.
They do have express passes.
I have that, too. But most times, you don't have a carpool lane with that. You're just breaking the law. If you're on, let's say, 520 Bridge, then you can do that. Or 405 South, come through Bellevue, you have an option. But a lot of times on I-90 where I go, and
it's
then I'll
one
go.
Or the other?
Yeah, I'll go 405 South to wherever. Like those, that's kind of my wheelhouse. Hmm. There is no option to pay to ride. You just have to break the law. Yeah. You got to drive dirty.
I'm just thinking going to Woodinville, it is an express where you pay. HOV, it's one or the other. Like,
do you know how many events, work events, I would be late for, or how many flights I would have missed had I not had access to the carpool lane?
You know, when you first told me that you do this illegally, it upset me because I'm such a rule follower. And I was like, oh, you should follow the rules to school. But then I looked at it as, you know what? You're the one that's going to have to pay and to get you out of my lane anyway.
Yeah,
like,
it's less traffic for the rest of you to fight against.
Go for it.
I'm the one. Ride I'm dirty. Not hurting anybody else. I mean, I'm just getting there a little bit quicker and I'm taking the risk upon myself.
Now, if I was in the carpool lane legally, then I would be upset.
Yeah.
That someone is in front of me like, hey, this is I shared with someone so that I could get faster and you're abusing the system.
Here's what's surprising to me. Maybe it was different in Arizona and California where I've lived, where I think the carpool lane fines are pretty hefty. They're in excess of $500. Here, it's only $186. And
you're only encouraging, Joe.
Well, that's what I'm about to start doing it too. Because then they can add, if you have a dummy or something like a giant stuffed dinosaur, they can add $200 to the fine. So it would bring you up to a total of $386, but you're not doing that anyway. $186, that's like a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
I speed all the time. So really, we're me speeding and you driving in the carpool lane.
Okay, so
it's the same risk.
And just so you know, I'm not an irresponsible driver. I mean, I am a parent and all that. I never speed. I just use the carpool lane. And chances are when I'm having to do that, the traffic is so congested anyway that you're not speeding. You're just doing whatever you're allowed. You're like, right. You know, you're doing a reasonable mile per hour. So I'm a cruise control guy. Mm. I don't really speed, but I do take advantage. And I know it's a risk. But I'll be honest, I never see a police officer. And I've also figured it out where I think it would be impossible for a police officer to be because there's literally no room. And one of them's on floating bridges.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is I-90 because they're doing construction on the carpool side of the highway.
Right.
So the carpool lane is open, but there's orange cones. You could not be there.
Right.
So, I mean, of course, I say all this, knock on wood, I'm going to get a ticket this week. But if I don't have to, I don't.
Right.
But there are times that I just got no patience, man.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do.
You don't have much patience when it comes to driving, just based on the times I've ridden with you, and you fly past the people waiting to get off an exit and cut in front of them.
Yep, I cut every time.
Which infuriates me.
If you think for 1 second that I'm going to go, and again, the best example of this is I-90 headed west. The 405 off-ramp is atrocious. It's like 3 miles long. The same for... If you go I-90 east and you get all the way and you're going to go to 18 around rush hour, that's another like 3-4 miler. If you think, and people, oh, I cut one time and this guy, like, I thought he was going to run me off. People get really
upset. I won't let you in. I'll be like, you'll hit my car.
I know what vehicles to do it with, and I don't look for small Hondas. I get in front of trucks.
Right.
So big truck drivers.
So you're going to get ran over from the
Hondas. They literally can't fill the gap that quickly. It's unsafe. So there's always a gap to pull in.
And they're used
Same
to
with
it.
A van or a delay. Yeah, and to be honest, like, I'm pretty good. So I'm not the guy that's sitting over there in traffic, like, making everybody else slow down while I wait to merge.
Right.
I'm pretty visionary, and I also wait till the very last second, which is... I'd be a great parachuter because I'd be 10 feet above the ground when I pulled that chute.
I don't know if that's a sign of a great parachuter.
You would die.
But here's the thing, too, man. Look, I'm married. Yeah. I have a 3-year-old. I don't drink anymore. I don't stay up past 7:30.
This is how you get your yayas?
I don't. Yes. I mean, I don't. I eat vegetables.
Yeah.
Like, I don't eat cheese. Like, I have coffee in carpool lane. That's me going to Vegas.
Yeah. I can get behind that.
I don't do drugs.
Everybody's
I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this is like the one time where I feel like a little bit of a bad boy. It keeps me alive.
It's
funny
because when Slojo and I used to have to ride together to a lot of events, we would forget and we'd be like, oh yeah, we could get the carpool lane. Like, we're so used to not using it. Yeah.
Well, and I'll tell you, there are certain times when if I'm going to go for a long trip somewhere, I'll ask Slojo if he'll drive me to the airport so I can leave my car here and not pay for parking. And he's always very gracious. He always does that. And I've never told you this, but you drive so slow and you're so patient and like, it drives me crazy. Like, on the way to the airport, I'm sitting there tapping my foot. So I'm like, why is it in the carpool lane right now? Like, why are we over here in the number 3 lane? And Joe's a very like mellow, normal, I'm not in a hurry guy. And I'm just like, dude, you realize if I can get there 3 minutes early, I could probably stop at Evergreens and get a burrito wrap.
I disagree. I don't think he drives slow. I think he drives normal.
Oh, I think he drives slow. Like, to me, to my standard, you're like a grandma. I'm like, oh my God,
no.
This could be any slower.
Probably because I'm driving your car, which Doesn't make any sense. No. Really, I guess if we're dropping off at the airport, you might as well just drive
us there. Why don't you drive and then get out? That's what I would think. Because you guys would get out. When he dropped you off, he jumps in the driver's side.
I don't know. I just always feel like it's easier for me just to hop out the car and he keeps going.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's sometimes just a little bit of a mess at SeaTac. So the drop-off lane, I mean, it's just easier for me to stop. But it's funny. When I am in Arizona and my wife has to drive me to the airport, I always drive.
Yeah.
And then we do the switcheroo. Because we're going to hug anyway. We're going to I'm going to get a butt feel before I get on the plane. You know.
I would say driving another person's car with them in it would be nerve-wracking. Okay. I would drive super slow and safe.
And like I said, Joe, listen, I'm not complaining because I'm always very grateful that I'm saving $600 on parking.
Oh, yeah.
Next time I'll drive. Okay. We'll just take that burden right off of you.
I already got a ticket in your last car, so I think that's probably
right.
Where it is.
Wait, how? For what?
Speeding.
Oh.
See, for me, I think speeding is more of a major offense that's dangerous than carpool lane. I'm more against that just because
it's more dangerous. I don't think there's any danger in the carpool lane.
No.
But yeah, I think
it's a riskier move is what I'm saying. You're putting more people in harm's way than I am.
Possibly. And you're probably more likely to get pulled over.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. It all depends on the car.
Mm-hmm.
You got a red sports car, you're getting pulled over every time.
Or yellow.
Now that we've talked about this, now I have this anxiety about the carpool lane.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the one thing that we have, and maybe you don't have this, is we have the luxury of driving around most times when there is no traffic.
Right.
And that, in this town, is it's worth $50,000 a year on paper.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
I Absolutely.
Mean, you talk about time, productivity, frustrations, anxiety, quality of life. I mean, God.
I couldn't do it. I could not do normal commuter hours from Tacoma to Seattle. There's no way.
And Emily, where you live, it's not great either. Every once in a while, like yesterday or the day before, I took the bridge over to West Seattle, and I go to that West Side Bicycles right there.
Yeah.
So all I have to do is get off over the bridge, and I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But even then at 10:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, coming back over the bridge, there's already traffic back up to merge to I-5 North.
Well, that's why where I live is cheaper. Than, say, Ballard or wherever, because a lot of people have to fight the bridge traffic. I'm lucky that I don't. And luckily, if you're coming back up 5, my exit is right before it really starts backing up. However, if I go down, I've noticed now, if I go down to Chick-fil-A right after we get off work, coming back, I still hit some of the morning traffic. And even getting off the exit where it's right before you hit downtown, it's still frustrating. And I'm like, but it's 20 minutes of traffic, not even anything big.
There are spots, and if you don't live in that area, you don't know. But West Seattle, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like that bridge, I can't imagine what it's like at 4 or 5 o'clock. I cannot even imagine. It must go all the way up over the bridge.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
And then where I live in Issaquah, that Issaquah-Hobart Road, because I always usually ride my bike back into town. I ride by people and I just smell the weed because everybody's just like, oh. But it's 5 miles of cars because it's two lanes. You can't pass. But hey, people deal. Anyway, we're lucky.
Yeah.
That's all we'll say. We're lucky. And don't put a giant dinosaur in your car and just drawing attention to yourself.
If you're going to do it because it sounds like it's a lot more expensive if you put a dummy in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would just rather cheat straight up and not lie and cheat. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. We got the dairy guy on who fixes milking machines and stuff. We'll see you then. We love you. Bye.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.